Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its taste, with what can it be seasoned? It is no longer good for anything but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city set on a mountain cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and then put it under a bushel basket. It is set on a lampstand where it gives light to all in the house. Just so, your light must shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May our sins be wiped away. Today is the fifth day, the fifth Sunday in ordinary time. Before you know it, we'll be in Lent. And in these weeks leading up to Lent, Jesus in the Gospels is giving us lessons of how we should behave ourselves and how we should behave as Christians towards others. The teachings, you know, sometimes we forget this. The teachings of Jesus changed the world. In fact, his teachings have spread so far and wide over time that we can almost take them for granted because they become commonplace. We can take for granted that we should be charitable to those in need. We can take for granted that we are all created equal in the eyes of God. We can take for granted that all human life, from conception to old age and death, is sacred. We can even take for granted that we have a God who loves us and walks with us during our earthly journey. In a sense, we're kind of spoiled Christians. In the same way as we take for granted electricity or hot water or plumbing in our homes, in the same way that we might sometimes take for granted those who love us or we love, in the same way, sometimes we can take for granted the teachings of Christ. But we'd be very naive in doing so, because before Christ, the world was a very, very different place. I once heard a preacher say that if you could use just one word to describe the world before Jesus, it would be Darwinian. In other words, survival of the fittest, dog eat dog. And if you could take one word to describe the world after Jesus, it would be compassionate. Compassion, the virtue of people going out of their way to relieve the physical, mental, and emotional pain of others. You see, before Jesus, in the Greek and Roman world, being compassionate to others outside of your family and friends was not even a thing. For the Greeks and the Romans, the thought that we are all created equal in the eyes of God would have been laughable. Equally incomprehensible to the people before Christ is the belief that human life in all its stages is sacred. And probably the most outrageous to people before Christ is the belief of a personal loving God. You see, most of the religions in the world at that time had many gods, and gods who really didn't care about human beings only if the human beings got them angry. And even for the Jews, before Christ, God was a being somewhere out there who you dare not offend. So let's not take for granted the very radical teachings of Jesus about how we should behave and how we should treat others. Especially in a world where there are still many places that have never adopted the teachings of Christ. And unfortunately, there are many places that seem to be reverting back to the pre-Christian Darwinian attitude of dog eat dog. So what teachings am I speaking of? Well, I think Jesus summarized all his teachings in the last 2 weeks of the Gospels. Last week, if you remember, the gospel was about the Beatitudes, and Father Mike told us that the Beatitudes, that in the Beatitudes, Jesus is teaching us how we ourselves should live. We should be poor in spirit, that is, not consumed with living just for material things. We should be meek, that is, humble, teachable, realizing that all that we have is from God. We should be clean of heart, that is, not just appearing to be leading good and holy lives, but actually leading good and holy lives. We should be happy when we are persecuted, that is, ready and willing to defend our faith, even when we are ridiculed and attacked because of it. So in last week's gospel, Jesus is telling us how we ourselves should live as Christians. And in this week's gospel, Jesus is telling us how we should treat others, how we should behave towards others. And I think Jesus summarizes this in two simple words, salt and light. Two things that are vital for life, but two things that we also often take for granted. Salt. Jesus says that we're the salt of the earth. Why salt? Well, as it turns out, salt has many spiritual meanings. Salt, sodium, regulates the nutrients in ourselves. Without it, the nutrients can't enter our cells and we can develop malnutrition. So by calling us the salt of the earth, Jesus is telling us to give spiritual nutrition to others. In the time of Jesus, salt was very, very expensive because it was a preservative. They didn't have refrigeration, so it enabled people to preserve food for long periods of time. So by calling us the salt of the earth, Jesus is telling us to preserve the faith. Salt historically also symbolized hospitality. So as Christian people, we should be hospitable and charitable to others. Salt is pure and it purifies. Germs can't live in salt. Jesus is telling us to be pure and to purify the world by spreading the faith. Salt produces thirst. So as Christians, we should produce spiritual thirst in those that we encounter. Salt adds flavor to a meal. We Christians should add hope and excitement to other people's spiritual lives. But Jesus warns us that if salt goes bad, it's good for nothing. Now, salt can only be ruined if it reacts with another chemical substance. So by analogy, we Christians should not be influenced by the deceitful philosophies and material cares of the world. The other word that Jesus uses to summarize his teachings today in the gospel is light. Light, another thing that we take for granted, and another thing that humans cannot live without. Without light, sunlight, we can have severe vitamin D deficiencies. Lack of sunlight can disrupt our body's circadian rhythms. When that happens, people can have mood, cognition, and even physical problems. Now, you know, we here living in Connecticut know what it's like in the gloom of winter when the sun seems to disappear and then when it reappears in the spring. So when Jesus tells us that we are the light of the world, we should begin to understand what he's getting at. Light transmits life and well-being. By analogy, Jesus is telling us that as Christians, we ought to be transmitters of life-giving well-being to all that we meet. But more importantly, when Jesus calls us the light of the world, he's sending us an even more important message about who we should be as Christians. Remember, just a couple of weeks ago, Jesus said what? I am the light of the world. So in today's gospel, when Jesus says, "You are the light of the world," the message is clear. We are to be Christ to others. Through us, they should see the light of Christ. When they see us, they should see Christ through us. Salt and light. Two things that we take for granted, but with it, without which human life cannot exist. The mission Jesus is giving us today is clear. Go out and be salt and light. Go out and nourish the world.